All right, it is a Thursday morning. This is the time on Thursdays that we do our homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. And on today's program, Paul, we're going to talk about some barnwood paneling, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Most people probably remember back 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, the pre-finished paneling. When you came in, whether you know our store or one of the competitors, you came in and you were going to panel the family room, panel the den, panel this, and you had the 4x8 sheets and the molding and everything else. Well, today, people want somewhat of a rustic look, if you will.
Yeah.
And so the first product, we have a product called barnwood, and it's actually recycled wood, and it's made actually in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Comes in 5 colors. It's a tongue and groove product. You can get it in white, sterling gray, a brown, what they call it actually covered bridge, an old brown gray, or a silver ash. And today, Paul, it's maybe more accented. You can use the barnwood and even this new product called the rustic. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But most people not only use it on a vertical sense, if you will, but you can also put it horizontally and do some accent trims. I don't have the picture, but maybe get a visual that if you had some shelving, maybe between the shelvings, the height of the shelving, you could put the trim horizontally for a little background.
Sure.
You know, instead of a picture, instead of painting something. The same way, and even on occasion, somebody, if they have like a sunroom or something, might even want to put it on the ceiling.
Kind of
a cool thing, Paul, today. And you know, it's really a great way to either create an accent wall or maybe a backsplash, whether it be in a kitchen or around fireplaces. I mentioned the ceilings. And then I'll get to, in just a little bit, we actually have what we call some sliding barn door track. And so the panels are hung. So, and I have seen it, I haven't seen it here in Port Huron, but we have sold it. But in a model home down in Florida, a couple of model homes, if someone had, let's say, like a formal dining room or whatever, instead of putting doors on to maybe create privacy, you have the sliding barn door track.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, if you want to close it off for some privacy, great. If not, they open up. We actually have a working display at Mortimer Lumber in our kitchen and bath area. So if somebody really wanted to come in and see, well, what's this look like? Or, you know, how heavy is it? How easy is it to roll back and forth? You really need to come to Mortimer Lumber on 2307 Lapeer Avenue and take a look, because it really, the proof's in the pudding of, you know, just let me go visually see it and touch it and see how it works. The other product that I mentioned, want to talk about today, relatively new for us, it's pretty easy application, and this certainly would be, to me, a do-it-yourself, or you, if you wanted to, if you thought maybe it might be too difficult to miter the corners or do this. It's called Rustic, and it's available in 3 colors, smokewood, silverwood, and beechwood. And it's fairly thin. It's 3/8 thick by 3¾ wide. Each package contains 10 square feet. And the real cool thing, Paul, it's got a low price of $2.99 a square foot. So you're not going to break the bank to try to do a little remodeling.
Yeah.
And so for the ease of application, and it, once again, it's kind of reclaimed wood, and it's rustic looking. Really used for, you know, accenting, as I said before. And so there's a full line of trim. And as far as the installation, you just actually put it on with a finish nail. So you don't need, a whole lot of different tools or whatever application to do it. So the other thing that maybe in before we went on, I kind of showed you, the barn door tracks, there's what they call a rustic barn door track, which just kind of is a roller system. Then they have what they call the Ferris wheel kit, which you mentioned Ferris wheel. Actually, the wheel is kind of round like a Ferris wheel.
It's a little like Ferris wheel.
And it's kind of a cool thing. And then there's a new one out called an industrial visible rail, and it slides back and forth. So those are maybe some feature benefits of something new that you really – we talked about, actually on your show, you talked about a little bit ago, you know, the malls and brick and mortar stores. And, You know, there probably are a few things in our store that maybe you could buy online, but by and large, you know, whether it's coming in to do buying the barn wood or buying Anderson windows or buying treated lumber or composite decking, there's just some things that you just can't, you know, maybe you could buy it online. I really haven't seen it, but
yeah, but you wouldn't want to. It's the materials that you really need to see firsthand. And if you don't know how to install it or if you're not sure, you've got professionals there to talk to.
Correct. And we really, and we've got, you know, a fine staff, you know, knowledgeable, many, many years in the industry, and really could, you actually need to learn about products and the different fastening systems. I mean, we just talked about putting up this paneling using a finish nail, which is great. How are you going to really, you know, fasten that barn door track? And you get into the decking, and is it better to use, you know, a type of screw or galvanized stainless? And there's just a lot of different options that, that you really need someone to help explain and show. And I call it, I like to have that touch feel thing and just, you know, just put my hands on it. You know, let me just see what's this, you know, how's this really going to be put together?
Yep.
And so, once again, the this barn wood can be put up, you know, by an individual, you know, or family project, do it yourself, or if you feel the need, you can also have it hired out.
There you go. Easy as that. It's a nice alternative to wood panel. As you mentioned, wood panel had its day. Nobody wants wood panel in their home anymore, but this barn wood gives a nice look, and it's a nice sort of answer to that.
Yes, and with the different colors, you really need to come in and see the colors. It's kind of difficult to describe it, you know, on the air, but if you see it, there's just it's really kind of a warmth, and it's not, you know, and it's just kind of accent. It's really cool looking. So.
Yeah. Well, you can check it out at Mortimer Lumber. And if people have questions about barn wood or any other materials, or they have a suggestion for an upcoming segment, how do they reach you?
We can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com.
All right.